ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The search for the Titanic submersible continues. The vessel disappeared Sunday halfway through its dive, down more than 2 miles for the tour. Search teams have covered more than 7,600 miles.
And the Titan is actually bolted shut from the outside. That's part of the concern here. So crews, they are still searching above water, and they are seeing if they just suddenly rose up and ended up floating in the water, and they're just waiting for rescue. That is what they are hoping for. But no doubt about it, timing is still critical because that oxygen on board is so limited.
ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez. Members of a committee specializing in submersibles expressed unanimous concern regarding the development of Titan in a 2018 letter addressed to the CEO of OceanGate. That letter was obtained by the New York Times and was later authenticated by ABC News. It warned of catastrophic problems with the Titan's development. Hunter Biden has agreed to plead guilty to tax charges and enter a pretrial program for a gun charge. This is ABC News. A new study finds the U.S. fell significantly in a global ranking for gender equality. America fell to 43rd out of 146 countries in the report from the World Economic Forum. The study also noted a growing gender divide over life expectancy. Norway, Finland, Sweden, and New Zealand were listed as top-performing countries. As researchers learn more about brain damage from contact sports, a new study examining what increases risk factors.
Studies have established a link between repeated impacts to the head and CTE, a degenerative condition found in the brains of many former football players. A new study published in the journal Nature looked at 20 years of data studying former football players and found the most effective predictor of CTE is not a diagnosed concussion, but rather the total amount of force to the head absorbed in a career. CTE, which cannot be diagnosed until after death, has been linked with memory loss, impulse problems, depression, and suicidal behavior. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday, or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas
Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your Ethel, turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And then we'll tell you why.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Chris.
I don't know what to do.
Everything is on demand now, but there's something about that appointment watching of HBO that's still there.
It's also called the art of the tease, and that's how they get you.
I'm trying to think, what's my tease for tomorrow?
Kristen sets herself on fire. Tune in at 11:20, and then we'll tell you why.
Boom.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you think increased population in the U.S. is a good thing or a bad thing? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. do you think that we should be proactively trying to increase our population, either in the U.S. or in Wisconsin? And if so, what should we be doing to do that? 844-967-2789. And so the background of why I'm asking this morning is because our top hat, Canada, our neighbors to the north,
Canada,
their people to maple tree ratio is getting a little bit bigger as its population recently became 40 million strong, which obviously is a lot less than the U.S., but still they are making an active effort to grow their population. And so the land that makes Wisconsin winters look like a tropical paradise sometimes reached their demographic milestone, mostly by politely telling foreign workers, students, and refugees to come on in. And so the government set an ambitious goal of adding 500,000 new permanent residents a year. So 500,000 new permanent residents a year as part of its strategy to keep Canada young. So while many other high-income economies, including ours, is worrying and struggling with an aging native-born population and a shrinking workforce, which we've talked about a lot, Canada hopes that by having newcomers, it will be able to step in to take care of its elderly, invent new tech, and, just in general, keep the economy going. And so in 2022, over a million foreign arrivals were welcomed by Canada, and it accounted for 96% of its headcount growth last year. And so that puts the population growth of Canada at 2.7%, making it the fastest growing high economy in the world, which is a big deal. Like, that seems like a problem that, like, is a good problem to have, right? And so obviously by inviting people in, this is working. And so they're prioritizing, I will say, they're prioritizing admitting employable people. And so they're taking into account potential immigrants' age, language skills, and education. But reading this, my question becomes, like, should we do this? 844-967-2789. Should we make it a lot easier for employable people to move to the U.S.? Jane Mannera, what do you think?
Well, we have businesses all over the state who are saying they can't get enough workers. We certainly know that our farmers and our people in agriculture are having a really difficult time. So we need to encourage people to come here in order to keep growing. This just seems like a no-brainer to me. And what's truly annoying is that fixes to our immigration system should have been underway for the last 30 years. And everybody's just kicked it down the road and done nothing about it because they prefer to politicize it. And the issue isn't going, the issue isn't going away.
And I totally agree. And I just think this is so, I mean, we talk about it as far as the refugees and people who are coming in from through the border. But, you know, as someone who was in a long-term relationship with someone who was an employable, he's French, he, you know, lived in the U.S. and he, like, the way, but like anyone who was coming from Europe that was trying to work here and everything, like, there was a whole, it was not easy. It was not easy to get your green card. It is not easy to necessarily get work. Like, the ability to try to be a contributing member of society as a young foreign person, watching what him and his friends went through. And, like, I'll say this, a lot of them got married.
No kidding.
Like, a lot of them got married. Yeah, of course. I mean, that was that a lot of, like, the kind of the thing in that group of friends that I met that were all French, like, It was a financial deal because there's only so many avenues to become to get your green card in the U.S. and, like, work toward being able to be not only just a citizen, but, like, be able to be here legally. And it's like you have someone sponsor you. you, whether that's a family member, a spouse, or an employer, you're a refugee, you're a student. But like, if you're just a person with no ties to the U.S., like the doors are not open for you.
And isn't it really expensive too?
Oh, so expensive. Between the lawyers and the fees and the application and stuff, like it takes years. It takes so much red tape. It takes lots of lawyers, and it takes money. And so, like, the argument of right now is what our system is of trying to welcome more people. And when people say, you know, I'm fine with immigration, they just have to do it legally. Okay, but legally is very expensive, and it takes a really long time. And so when we put it into context of comparing it, and granted, we are much bigger than Canada. But there's this great book that I read a couple of years ago called 1 Billion Americans by Matt Iglesias. And the book argues that it's a really good when there's lots of people in the United States, and that historically America has benefited from having a large population and, you know, like a large population relative to our competitors being right now, when you think about it, India, China, like, and so having the whole book is making the argument as far as why having a growing high population is good. And it's good for people because we live richer and more diverse lives. It's good for the country because it benefits from a large population when it's trying to provide like economic and political incentives. And, you know, and it also means that like we can continue to compete with China, who has a lot more people than we do.
Yes, they do.
And so then the second half of the book is more about policy changes. So the first half is all about making the argument of why this is a good idea. And the second half is talking about what we could do to get there. And one of them is more immigration. He's not arguing for open borders, but making living here easier, both in people who want to immigrate here, and then once they're here, making the cost of living like not totally intolerable.
Well, and I don't think anyone is calling for open borders. No one wants just unrestricted.
Well, I think there's some very left people who would argue. I've heard the argument before. I don't think the majority are arguing for
fair enough
borders. But yeah, but as far as making it easier for the purpose of a growing high population is good. And, you know, should we, so my question again is, should we be actively trying to reach like 500 million Americans, let alone a billion Americans? Do you think that's a good idea? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. What do you think? I mean, that this doesn't even touch on, this is just immigration. This isn't even touching on potential policies that would make you want to have more babies. But we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We're going to take a quick break. Hear from you after that through text or call. This is As Goes the Council. We were born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never want to die. Born to be wild. Born to be
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies overnight with lows around 60. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Lows dip down to about 65. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 73.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Are open, 844-967-2789. And I want to say this, we still have a few baseball tickets. The game tonight, Brewers against the Diamondbacks. We have tickets for the 7 p.m. opening pitch starts, 7 p.m. And listen to the game, too, on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, Civic Media Station in the Fox Valley, or WRCE News. From the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. You want those tickets? Quite literally, the best tickets in the house, in my view. In my view, the best tickets in the house. You call the station. You call 844-967-2789. Calvin will answer the phone. You give him your contact information. At this point, he'll tell you where you can. How he's going to get you the tickets, because it's tonight. Be a great game. Great night for a game. Great night for a game. I want to get back to finish up what Mark from the SAC was talking about. So in Moore v. Harper, this is a case where the North Carolina Supreme Court had been more liberal. It isn't now, but it was when this case started. And they overturned the legislature. The legislature had racially gerrymandered the state. The U.S. Supreme Court took certiorari, it's called. They took review, and it looked like they were going to overturn it on the grounds that under their idea of the independent legislature theory in the Constitution, not even the state Supreme Court interpreting the state Constitution could stop the legislature from doing whatever it wanted to black people, whatever it wanted to Democrats, whatever it wanted. This is not an honest Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas is crooked. Clarence Thomas has taken money. We know he's taken money. Two of the others have taken money, but less than Clarence Thomas, apparently. Four of those justices out of nine subscribe to the independent legislature theory. Gorsuch, Alito, Comey Barrett, and Clarence Thomas. There was a moment of fresh air in the Alabama case recently, 5-4, where they upheld a federal judge overturning Alabama's racially discriminatory reapportionment. Down there, Alabama had succeeded in jamming the population into just one black congressman. But the population of the state would have called for two. Supreme Court overturned it 5-4. Everybody was amazed. I think Roberts and Kavanaugh, who are in the majority, have gotten scared. People have been saying it's a crooked Supreme Court. A crooked Supreme Court. That's what they've been saying. Warby Harper was altered when there was an electoral sweep of Republicans in North Carolina. They're now a right-wing court, and that right-wing court reinstated the racial maps that the Republican legislature had done. And now there's some speculation that our U.S. Supreme Court will look at that and say, well, it's what's called moot, M-O-O-T. We don't have to hit it because somehow North Carolina's gotten it right. But what this means, the independent legislature theory, they want to adopt it. Four of them come right out and say it, and the other two, Roberts and Kavanaugh, in the past have argued for it. Really, six of them want it, the six tarantulas. It would say that in Wisconsin, the Constitution says that the legislature picks the electors. That's what it says. And they didn't change that by constitutional amendment 100 years ago like they did with the Senate. So Voss and LeMahieu can just publish a list and they won't be fake electors. It'll be fake in my view. And they will pick the president and they'll keep gerrymandering themselves every 10 years and then keep picking Republican presidents. Really, really hurting our country. Question is, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? I'm going to go to the lines. David Emekwan, my friend, thanks for calling. David, what's in your mind today?
Really quickly, this is kind of flying under the radar. And it's a little disconcerting to me. Concerning to me, I should say. Putin is, I guess, given Belarus nuclear weapons, from what I understand, I was reading the other day. And that is being done as we speak. And so I'm curious to hear your viewpoint as to, you know, what Putin could potentially be doing, because Biden, I think the other day just mentioned, President Biden mentioned briefly that he feels that Putin could potentially use nuclear weapons, which if that were to be the case, oh my God, I mean, there's not going to be any winners in that realm for any stretch of imagination, that's for sure.
Yeah, let me, it's a bit off topic. Let me respond as much as I can this segment. I'll pick it up afterwards. I just want to hold that thought, and I just want to finish up the segment on the voting. And it's this. Even under the independent legislature theory, if a state Supreme Court says that something doesn't work under the state constitution, that should be final. And now with Janet Protasiewicz on there, I know how they would rule. If Voss says legislature picks the electors and not the people, Protasiewicz wouldn't put up with that. The danger is that the six tarantulas would try to overrule Protasiewicz. That's what we're talking about. And I just think at some point, after there's 200 years now of presidential elections and they do that, we do not obey the Supreme Court. We do not obey Voss. We're free Americans. We do not obey them. There has been a change on the ground in how we pick presidents, and that's with independent voting in presidential elections. Come to a break. I'm going to get to Putin and to Belarus and nuclear weapons and David's excellent question. Right after the break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The search for the Titanic submersible continues. The vessel disappeared Sunday halfway through its dive, down more than 2 miles for the tour. Search teams have covered more than 7,600 miles.
And the Titan is actually bolted shut from the outside. That's part of the concern here. So crews, they are still searching above water, and they are seeing if they just suddenly rose up and ended up floating in the water, and they're just waiting for rescue. That is what they are hoping for. But no doubt about it, timing is still critical because that oxygen on board is so limited.
ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez. Members of a committee specializing in submersibles expressed unanimous concern regarding the development of Titan in a 2018 letter addressed to the CEO of OceanGate. That letter was obtained by the New York Times and was later authenticated by ABC News. It warned of catastrophic problems with the Titan's development. Hunter Biden has agreed to plead guilty to tax charges and enter a pretrial program for a gun charge. This is ABC News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond briefly to David of Mequon's question about nuclear weapons and Russia and all that. I'm going to give you the factual background of where we are on that, what I think. And here goes. He has occasionally saber-rattled in a most impotent fashion. Dmitry Medvedev, former president over there, and his lackey, they'll threaten this kind of stuff. The fact of the matter is, you should understand a few things. Xi Jinping, the president of China, when he met with Putin, remember they had their so-called summit and they talked. Our intelligence services say that he told Putin, do not use nuclear weapons. Do not use nuclear weapons, because you can't contain that. You can't contain it in the whole world. And they don't want it in China. They don't want it anywhere else. Number one. Number two, Putin threatens this to look strong at home. And he did say, as David said, that he's transferring weapons, nuclear weapons, to Belarus. Now, Belarus is a country just to the west of Russia, and they are in Russia's hip pocket. Lukashenko, their strong man, lost an election, went in anywhere, tortures, and he's the one that hijacked that plane that was about to land in Latvia with the activist and his girlfriend on it and put him in prison in Belarus. But the word is that he was lying, that the weapons had not gone to Belarus. Now, if they're there, I do not think that our CIA is particularly worried that they're armed or they can be used. They think it's a scam. Now, but say it's not a scam, what kind of weapons are there? They're tactical nuclear weapons. What's a tactical nuclear weapon? Tactical nuclear weapon is one that they would put on an artillery shell or some kind of missile. It wouldn't be the kind of ICBM type intercontinental missile that would try to blow up a city. The problem is that with modern technology in that area, the tactical nuclear weapons that fit on an artillery shell or a missile would have the same explosive power of the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It would completely destroy Ukraine. Now, the United States has not said that they would retaliate against Russia in that respect, but Russia knows that we would retaliate on a nuclear attack if it occurred through an ICBM or as a major nuclear attack. I personally think that Putin knows he'd be committing suicide if he did that. And one of the curious things is, one of the reasons Putin is still alive is because the West has made a decision that, as bad as he is, he's a genocidal sadist. The other genocidal sadists, which throughout the Russian population and on their leadership, some of them are even worse. There are occasionally people who might use it. It would be the end of Russia. But Russia's not much. I mean, Russia's 145 million people with two basically major cities, Moscow and St. Petersburg, and hasn't really done anything other than export sadism, terror, and fraud for 130 years, since the 19th century. So he's not going to commit suicide by cop. Lukashenko is an animal. He is a sadist himself. All of these people eventually have to be killed, when there's sane leadership in Russia, if there ever is. I personally think Russia should not survive as a country. And I'm not suggesting they have to be destroyed militarily right now, but 145 million people who have accomplished nothing for 130 years and are sadistic and genocidal, they're simply hairballs clogging the drain. That land can be put to much better use. The 10th century is nothing more than a forest inhabited by wolves. And these are my own personal thoughts on it. So thanks for calling, Mark. All right, I want to get to, unfortunately, Trump, the indictment, and so forth. Trump gave an interview on Fox, Bill Baer, that was absolutely irrational. He was shown recordings of him showing secret government info and documents in Bedminster. You know, he's rattling them, he's sort of crumpling them in the audio. Said they're still classified and highly confidential. I shouldn't be showing you these. They're done by the military, they were given to me. This is an attack on another country, and we know it was Iran. And he says in this thing, oh no, that's not true, it wasn't a document. Well, aren't you saying it is? The press is crooked, that's what he said. Then he has now claimed that the National Archives went into Mar-a-Lago and planted these documents. He said that some months ago, and now he's just said it again. He said, I may have held up a document, or I may not, but it wasn't a document, whatever that means. All of this, by the way, is admissible at trial. And then the Fox guy goes, Brett Byard goes, well, why didn't you give the documents back to the archives when they asked for it? And you wouldn't be in this fix. You know what Trump said? He said, if they wanted them back, they had to say, please, please, please. Only way to get it back. That's a direct quotation. So the host goes, well, they did. And then they subpoenaed them. And they kept asking you. And Trump just sat there. Then Trump said, Ivanka and Don Jr. and Eric will not be in his administration. He says, I would like to be less combative, but the press is extremely dishonest, so I have to be combative. I'll tell you what, this guy is a few bricks short of a load. Eileen Mercedes Cannon, who's in his hip pocket, she kneels before El Gordo, set an August 14 trial date. I mean, August 14 this year, not next year. I'm talking about less than 2 months from now. That is a placeholder. That is not going to hold. There's a thing called CIPA, the Classified Information Procedures Act. The lawyers are still trying to get clearances. They are not going to get ready by the 14th, but it's a start. She more or less had to do it. She gets everybody off her back. We're going to see. But then Brett Byard asked him, and this is a terrific question, and here's what Trump's response was. Byard goes, well, your administration last time is not supporting you. Mike Pence is not supporting you, he's running against you. Nikki Haley is not supporting you, running against you. Mike Pompeo is not supporting you. John Bolton's not supporting you. You call Bill Barr a gutless pig. Your defense secretaries call you irresponsible. You attack John Kelly, your former chief of staff, calling him weak and ineffective and born with a small brain. That's what he said. Mark Mulvaney, acting chief of staff, you call him a born loser. Rex Tillerson, your first secretary of state, said dumb as a rock, you called him. Jim Mattis, your other defense secretary, you said was the, quote, world's most overrated general. Kayleigh McEnany, your spokesperson, said she's a milquetoast. Elaine Chao, transportation secretary, Mitch McConnell's wife, you said she is Mitch McConnell's China-loving wife. He said, you know, so Byard said, you know, your entire cabinet basically thinks you're out of your mind and you've called them names. What about that? He said, well, there are lots of other people that are for me. This is a pathetic, pathetic individual. And one of the things before we go to the lines that I want to make sure everybody is in sync on, the defense that they're going to give, and remember something, Eileen Mercedes Cannon has the right to control what evidence comes in. She has the right to dismiss the case in the middle of trial and enter a judgment of acquittal that can't be appealed. She is very dangerous. It is very dangerous to have this thing filed in Palm Beach County where there were only three judges that could have heard it, and she was one of them. This is all very dangerous. But the thing that bugs me the most is they are starting to develop a hoarder, H-O-A-R-D-E-R, strategy. In other words, well, he's just an eccentric guy. He likes to hoard documents. Well, no. He's a guy who stole documents, hid them, lied around a deposition subpoena, lied around, quite frankly, a subpoena from the National Archives, lied to the FBI, kept moving them and hiding them in New Jersey and elsewhere, and putting them exposed in bathrooms, in closets where towels were kept, that kind of thing near the pool. And everybody in the world knew it that had an intelligence agency. And as a result of this, we had a spike in our undercover agents captured, tortured, and killed. He knew what he was doing. He is not a hoarder. He knew what he was doing. He's monetized it. Saudi Arabia gave $2 billion to Ivanka's husband, Jared Kushner. Trump just signed a deal in Oman, United Arab Emirates, where they're selling condos for millions of dollars. Trump is on the take. Trump is an agent of our enemy's intelligence services. Keep that in mind. He's not a hoarder. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Dick. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, you remember a week and a half ago when he was indicted, and I myself, I'm sure you, were not happy with the fact that he wasn't treated normally and that, you know, no handcuffs, no fingerprinting, no any of the above, no passport being taken. I might just suggest, after seeing some of last night's episode, he's about two, maybe three at tops, interviews like that, away from not only handcuffs, but a straitjacket.
Yeah, and that,
the
no, that's
guy
a
is
funny,
certifiably insane.
Funny line. One of the guys that came out, and I want to pick up on that. That's an important point. One of the guys that picked up on that and said, quote, Jack Smith has a new assistant attorney general helping the prosecution. His name is Donald Trump. You're absolutely right. Everything you say, once criminal charges are filed against you and even before they're filed against you, is usable in court. I don't know if he understands that. He gets on TV and he says, yeah, I had these documents. I just want a little time to look through them. That's a felony. But he's not just a hoarder. The thing that bothers me is that Eileen Mercedes Cannon could prevent the executions and torturing of our foreign agents coming into evidence on the grounds that she just doesn't feel that it's, quote, relevant, end quote. There's nothing can be done about that if it happens in the middle of trial. That's what bothers me. What you're saying is absolutely right. All of this stuff is admissible if the judge lets it in. If the judge lets it in, he basically confessed. He bled all over the floor. He confessed. And this message I want to send to all of his supporters, and some of them listen to the show. I'm glad you do listen to the show. Here's the deal. I respect your being a Republican. My good friend Todd Albo was a Republican for many years. I listened to his show, and he's pointed out that there are many good Republicans. Liz Cheney's a good Republican. I'll tell you what. There are many good Republicans. But Donald Trump, it's not a Republican-Democrat thing. It's betraying the United States. It's seeing our undercover agents captured and killed. We need to have an America that stands tall with our NATO allies, with our allies in the Pacific. And this guy ain't it. This guy ain't it. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car clips right on your bed. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 60 overnight, under clear skies, southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 89. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 65. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 73.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to build on what I was saying. How important it is to have a rational president who's well-respected internationally to keep the world order together and in check. Tony Blinken just came back from China. He's on the way to London now on something else. But he, Biden said he did a hell of a job. After 2 days of meetings in Beijing, and one of them was with President Xi Jinping for almost an hour, Biden says we're on the right trail. Made progress. He said, you know, we made progress. And I'll tell you what, let's go over that progress briefly. Let's go over that progress briefly. Under Biden, under Joe Biden, here are our alliances. We have alliances with, I'm going to do them one at a time very quickly. ASEAN, it's called. It's called the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. We're in that group. China's not in that group. Those are important countries to us. They're afraid of China. Biden seized on that, done a great job. There are 18 members of the Pacific Islands Forum. These are very tiny, they're countries. You wouldn't know they were countries. They're tiny countries. They're afraid of China. Biden understands that. And there's an 18-member forum, and we're the dominant force. AUKUS, AUKUS, US, Australia, and the UK. UK obviously still has a presence over there. We're the driving force in that one too. Then a consortium of India, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines in that one. Now what Blinken did, and Biden's the one that set it up, Biden had talked to Xi before, is China, India, Japan, and South Korea are the 800-pound gorillas. They're the big kahunas over there. Biden's included China in that. China and India, by the way, hate each other. They're racially different. They're religiously different. One's a communist country. They have a border, and believe it or not, they have violent skirmishes where soldiers of each side get killed. And what they're doing is they're fighting over some godforsaken piece of deserted land that you would never want to go to in a million years. Now, India is coming closer to us. He's coming to Washington for a state dinner. And Biden's going to praise him. But Blinken went over and praised Xi Jinping in China. And everything's cool. You see how important this is. None of this happens when you have a president like Trump. None of this happens. It's even worse in Europe when he threatens to pull you out of NATO, which he said he would do and he will do if he ever got back in. Ukraine to be abandoned, slaughtered, raped, tortured. They'd start, quote, liberating the Ruskies Wood, the Russian-speaking parts of eastern Estonia. They'd go into Latvia again. Europe couldn't stop them without starting a nuclear war. We can stop them. We can't have Trump as president. By the way, I want to toss out, this is fascinating, and I had never thought about it in this way, but it's fascinating. An outfit does a poll in California. They have a very interesting question. They give them a bunch of political names, famous names, and they say, we want you to give a one-word response, one word, that's all you get, one word, to describe that person in your mind, one word. Then they compile it. You'll have 800 or 900 responses for all of them. And then they'll carve out a theme, the most common word for each one. And here you go. For Trump, the overwhelming response, one word, was criminal. How about DeSantis? The overwhelming response when they were given one word was fascist. How about Biden, Joe Biden? The overwhelming response given one word was old. All right, the guy's, what is the guy? What's the guy? He's what, 80? 81? He's going to be 82. So what? So what? Konrad Adenauer and Charles de Gaulle were older than that, and they put France and Germany back together after the Second World War. Don't give me a break. Gavin Newsom. It was split between two words. Half of them said unknown, unknown. And the other one was unsure, unsure. And poor Chris Christie, here's the deal. All of the responses were some iteration of his weight, because Trump has been making fun and mocking him for his weight. His weight, by the way, is because he eats too much. His weight is a physical thing. I mean, some people have a thing. Christie had a great response. He says, I struggled with my weight, not with my character. Excellent response. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. We have a little time. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call. I was going to ask you, but maybe tomorrow, the effect AI, intelligent, will have on elections going down the road. And if I had one word to define Biden, would be honest. But I want to ask about AI. Intelligence. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Fascinating question. I'll respond a little bit. Obviously, it's a big question. And thank you for that about Biden, because you're right. Honest, very knowledgeable, very competent. AI, artificial intelligence, I'm not as scared about it as a lot of folks. You know, it's computers, basically. That's all it is. It's sort of all souped up and hopped up. But I think that we have the technology to protect our ballots, to protect our systems. And I'll tell you what, at some point, there's nothing wrong with going back to paper ballots. Or, like in Wisconsin, do it electronically, but have a paper backup. You know, we have a paper backup here. You go in and they give you something, you feed it in the machine, but that paper is kept. There are about 6 states that don't have paper backup. I don't like that. That should be illegal. Because occasionally you have an aberrant result and you can't be sure if there was skullduggery. As long as you have a paper backup, AI can't do anything in terms of jury rigging, jimmying up these ballots. They certainly can put out disinformation. That's why educate yourselves, support education, use your brain. Quit just sitting dully in front of a television and think and read. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moore.